Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, September 13th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We prepared this message this morning from our home here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, USA. And it's our joy to share God's Word with you. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and once again today we want to encourage you. Today's message is titled, God's Gracious Provision. Rather obscure verse from 2 Samuel 12, verse 8, and Brooksine will read it, and later on I will explain the context.
And if all this had been too little, I would have given you even more.
Pennsylvania is now heavily into state-sponsored casino gambling. I just thumbed through the latest state tourism magazine, Pursuits, which includes flashy ads for the new gambling casinos. What a deceptive, demonic lie they present. Have you noticed that the devil tempts us with only the pictorial and emotional stirrings that result from forbidden, momentary pleasures? The devil does not disclose the long-term consequences that we'll deal with the result of giving in to sinful desires. But God, in His love and concern for our future, reveals the long-term consequences if we seek Him in the midst of our luring temptations. Today I have a song in my heart that virtually every listener knows and has probably sung often. The praise chorus is known as the doxology. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
God is so very good. Absolutely, in every way, all the time, unceasingly good. The words in our daily verse were a part of the prophetic rebuke that David received from the courageous and godly prophet Nathan. They were presented as a result of David's immoral dalliance with Bathsheba and all the accompanying sins. Nathan proclaimed a message of judgment and serious lasting consequences. That's not a popular message today, but one very much needed even in our own time.
Let's consider the daily scripture portion. He begins with this phrase, "And if all this had been too little, I would have given you even more." This is the Lord speaking through Nathan to David. Its first focus was to David and all the blessings he had received from the Lord. Nathan reminded him of how the blessings of God had been so abundant in his life. David had sought the Lord from his earliest days, and surely knew of these blessings.
However, one night he got his eyes off the Lord and onto temporary pleasure, which led to a succession of serious events. Lust, adultery, murder, cover-up, deception, guilt, and more. When it was over, David thought he had all his bases covered. He thought he could avoid the consequences.
Perhaps he thought to himself, "I'm okay," but he wasn't okay. God was watching. God is always watching. Chapter 11 of 2 Samuel ends with these words. I quote, "But the thing David had done displeased the Lord."
In a broader application, consider the abundance of God's blessings in your life. Indeed, we proclaim, "Praise God from whom all blessings flow." The eternal God speaks to each of us today. Listen to His voice. "And if all this had been too little."
Our response should be, "It's not too little, God. It's more than enough. It's infinitely more than I ever deserve." That was true for David. And it's certainly true for each one of us.
God says, "I would have given you even more." That's so powerful. God is ever ready to give us more and keep on giving because that's His nature.
Well, consider God's marvelous provision in our lives today. Let this brief selection of verses, Feed Your Spirit, and we're going to read them alternately, along with the scripture verse, if you care to look it up.
John 10:10, Jesus says, I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly.
In Ephesians 3, verse 20, Paul wrote about, quote, Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine.
Paul writes to the Ephesians in chapter 1, verse 3, Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ.
To the Corinthians, he writes, For in him you have been enriched in every way. That's 1 Corinthians 1, verse 5.
Paul reminded Timothy in 1 Timothy 5, verse 17, God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment.
Peter writes in his second epistle, chapter 1, verse 3, quote, His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness.
And finally, the classic statement in Romans chapter 8, verse 32. He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, how will He not also, along with Him, graciously give us all things?
I exhort you today, keep your focus on God and His blessings. I add another song. Earlier in the reading, I quoted from the doxology and now an old song of the church. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace.
Let's pray. Father, we praise You from whom all blessings flow. They're abundant and continuous. Now help us to give You praise continually, for every good gift comes from above. For the gifts of family, friends, food, material provisions, and above all, the gift of salvation, we give You heartfelt thanks. Amen.
Thank you, Brooksine. Pardon the bumping the mic right there. Well, we are Stephen and Brooksine. We're on the web at www.dailyencouragement.net. Today we have an additional note by Brooksine with the history of the doxology, something I learned today. She is very interested in learning the history of the old hymns, and she actually taken this from a book and shared it. We also have a photo up on the site today, a beautiful vista view I took several years ago off the Blue Ridge Mountain Ridge on the Appalachian Trail. We hope to take another hike up there in several weeks in similar conditions, and I think you will agree it's beautiful. And then we have some songs today, both the doxology and the song Turn Your Eyes on Jesus. And in the case, both we have a vocal version and a piano instrumental version if you're interested in listening. Well, once again, we bless you today. We bless the Lord and thank Him for all of His blessings to us.